Yes, Prabhu, some question?
There is a question from Tirtha Padadas from Kiev. He questions about Shalagram Shilas in connection with Srila Guru Maharaj. So that is all he mentioned, and he wants to hear from you.
Srila Guru Maharaj, favor the Govardhan Shila. That's Raga Marg, and in that sense, more forgiving. That Shalagram Shila is really Vaikuntha worship, which is fine in and of itself, but requires qualified archak and more precise and rigid services. So he told us that when Srila Saraswati Thakur, in his time, sometimes grihasthas wanted to have a deity at home. And we can read in the Charitamritam, the Shalagram in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, or in other places. But they're obviously of the highest quality, and they're within that system doing the Grihastha Dharma. But Saraswati Thakur, it's worth noting, for his Grihastha disciples, he recommended the Govardhan Shila. Right? And whenever we began some preaching in a particular place, in earnest, with the intentions of establishing a mot there or a temple there, Srila Guru Maharaj had us begin with Govardhan Shila. And then from Govardhan Shila can go to Mahaprabhu, and from Mahaprabhu to Radha Govinda and Mahaprabhu. This is the line of worship of Srila Saraswati Thakur, right? As what was revealed by Mahaprabhu to Hare Krishna. Oh, okay, very good. Thank you. To Ramananda, Rasa Raj Mahabhav Duyak Arup. So, and Srila Guru Maharaj was telling how he began Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And we know that, and I will tell this with a particular conclusion in mind, and to show how carefully Srila Guru Maharaj considers everything. That is the point. These are not casual remarks. So after the disappearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur, they try to work in a group effort. Somehow there was factions and fragmentation. And at a particular point, Srila Guru Maharaj, in a very prayerful mood, he observed Kartik Mas in Vrindavan. This is around 1941. And after observing the Kartik in Vrindavan, which we say is the month of Radharani, mm-hmm. and think of this, that Srila Guru Maharaj is also, he's come in this being a sincere devotee, he wants to understand fully what is Sharanagati. Because as he later writes in Prapanna Jivanamritam, Bhagavat Bhakti Tat Sarvam Eat Utsri Jividerapi Kankarjam Krishna Padaika Shreyatam Sharanagati. Shreyatam Sharanagati. You get everything from surrender. And he said, Saraswati Thakur said, Sharanagati, surrender is like cash in the hand. Right? It's not a post-dated check. Many slogans say, if you do this and you do that, then certainly you will get this. They appear to be offering some benediction or something, or almost a discount. On this day, like today is Ekadashi, on this day, if you will do this, that, and you'll get extra credit for that in your account, you can say. So many things are said with the future in mind, in terms of one's aspiration. But Saraswati Thakur said that Sharanagati, surrender, becoming Sharanagata, a surrendered soul, that is cash in the hand. That's how he described it. In terms of, in other words, spiritual substance. You get spiritual substance from this. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he wants to understand in all of its fullness, in a comprehensive way, Sharanagati. So he's studying all the scriptures, selecting slokas, and they later are together with some original compositions, they form the subject matter, the compilation known as Sri Prapanna Jivanamritam. So understand that it's not anecdotal or incidental that Guru Maharaj publishes this book at that time. That's what I'm trying to say. It gives you some insight into how he was thinking or feeling at that time. That's why there's this extensive research on surrender, because his target is to become a completely surrendered soul. So he wants to hear what is said about this in the scriptures by great devotees, by the Lord himself, including Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at this time, Guru Maharaj is thinking how to spend his final days. So in Vrindavan, and in the heart of Srila Guru Maharaj, he's contemplating different places. And that also reveals his ecstatic emotional interior. Because there's three places, really, he's considering. And the first is Uddhav Kyari. And Gopal, you may know, in Vrindavan, that's not a very well-known place. When we went there with Avadhut Maharaj some years back, these cowherd men came out with the big mustaches and the pugly, turbans, and they were telling us, many, many years ago, there were wonderful festivals here, but that has vanished in time, if you will please. They remembered from their childhood big celebrations there. And there's the well. Anyway, there are different things. But Uddhav Kyari, why it is significant? Is this just some preference of Srila Guru Maharaj? Just whimsically he likes this particular place? Or is there some substantial reason behind that? As we have pointed out, in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, you see the significance of Rath Yatra. Right? I remember when I first joined, I thought, oh, this is a wonderful festival and we get to participate. And our deities there in San Francisco, Prabhupada called the city New Jagannath Puri. So we had Jagannath Subhadra Balabhadra and little Radha Krishna. And our annual festival was the Rath Yatra. So I thought, oh, we're very fortunate and happy to participate in this. But it took some time to realize this is central to the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. It's not, what is the word, redundant or optional. It is the thing. There's a reason why they're celebrating this fest, all assembling every year. Why? Because that is the point. Separation reaches its zenith point there. And as mentioned, Bahye Bishajalahoy Bitore Anandamoy Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit. The wonderful, astonishing characteristic of Krishna Prem. This is that a deeper region of heart is mined in separation than in union. Like they have the English saying that absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? It's something like that. So they're saying, it is a universally understood principle, actually, but it is extremely important in Krishna conception, and even more so to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita. Radha Bhav. We can say he's come to this world for Bhakta Bhav, that Krishna wants to experience what it's like to be a devotee. Saying, oh, Krishna consciousness is so wonderful, but I'm Krishna. Alas, am I alone not Krishna conscious? Everyone else gets Krishna consciousness and I have to be Krishna and give them and nourish them. But observing the qualities, the characteristics, the sort of heart that Srimati Radharani has, and particularly her Bhama Bhav, her loving opposition to him, and even further, what she experiences in the depth of separation. Srila Rupa Goswami, the Chaitanya Sikam says, Aparam Kasyapi Pranayi Janabindashu Kutuki Rasotstamam Hritva Madaram Upaboktam Kamapiya Rucham Swam Avavre Dutim Tadiyam Sat Chaitanya Devakritir Atitaram Na Kripayatu. Then Krishna, in the Rasalila, he's observing that this one particular servitor, Aradita, she is superior to all the others. To what degree? In Ramananda Sambhad, it is revealed, in quoting Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda, Radha Madaya Hridaye Tatyaja Brajasundari, taking Radharani in his heart exclusively, he left all the other Brajasundaris. And remember, these are the most inconceivably beautiful women. Beyond the beauty of the women of this world, beyond the goddesses of the heavenly planets, beyond the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, beyond the beauty of the queens of Dwaraka, are the Brajasundaris. Right? And among the Brajasundaris, their leader is Srimati Radharani. And really, they may all be considered extensions of her. Ananda Chinmaya. No, what is it? Pratibhavitavis Tabirya Aja Nira Rupataya Kalavi Goloka Eva Nivisatta Kilatma Bhuto Govinda Maripum. I forget how it begins. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavis Tabirja Eva Nija Rupataya. As Krishna expands, Radharani expands. That's how qualified she is. What to speak of who? Her personally. So that she left in the presence, sometimes we hear it's billions of gopis, of inconceivably beautiful, charming, devotionally heart-saturated Brajagopis, one leaves and the quality of the experience goes down. Right? Think of that. There's a billion. Why should the absence of one disturb the quality of the experience? The quantity is so vast. But one leaves and Krishna knows, the whole quality has gone down. That's Ramananda Jayadev's way of telling you what degree is her qualification, in the sense that she cancels all the others combined. That is how qualified she is. Therefore, the target of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as indicated by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, is Radha Dasyam. Ashavare Amrita Sindhumayi Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratamhi Tom Chait Kripamayi Vidasa Shinaiva Kimme Prane Brajena Chabororu Bakarinapi. So, but Krishna, leaves all those Brajagopis to search for Radharani. So we have the book Search for Sri Krishna, but we put a little breaker in the back called The Search for Sri Radha. Krishna is searching for her. And after he finds her, they're going together for some time. And Radharani says, I'm very tired from all the singing and dancing. If we go any further, you have to carry me. And Krishna is carrying her, and then she sits her in a very nice place. And Radharani closes her eyes. She's thinking, I am so fortunate. He left everyone for me. Right? Who could have such good fortune? And other Brajagopis are searching, following their footprints in the divine soil of Vrindavan. But then when she opens her eyes, Krishna has vanished. And when one of Srila Saraswati Thakur's disciples asked him about this, Saraswati Thakur became very upset and said, why do you mention this? There is no devotion to be found there. Right? Because he is Sri Barsha Banavi Devi Doitaya Das. Doita Das. Like Gurudev's given in Govardhan, isn't it called? Doita Das Seva Kunj? Why? From here. That means the one who's so dear to her, he can't tolerate even the suggestion that in any way her prestige might be diminished. When that devotee, it was this Parvatmaya, said, why Krishna? Saraswati Thakur shut him down, and all the devotees were like, shh, Prabhu, don't talk about that around Prabhupada. And then they went on somewhere else. He couldn't even hear it. It's in the Bhagavatam. He couldn't tolerate hearing that. And then Guru Maharaj is thinking, his divine mind working, and he looks in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur reveals, he said, actually, Krishna is so overwhelmed by what the sort of divine love that he observes in Srimati Radharani, that he's so astonished, and he thought, what if she's like this when we're together, what is it like when we're apart? So he hides in a kunja, right? Like we have some around here. You can see they're over, but there's like a little area in there. And he's looking through the branches and the leaves. And when she opens her eyes and finds no Krishna there, the sort of separation that she starts exhibiting and crying and wailing and lamenting, and many different types of ecstatic transformations in her divine form, that Krishna is so astonished, it awakens the kutukiman, awakens the curiosity in him. What is it like to be her? I can only understand this theoretically as Krishna, Govinda, Adi Purusha, is the original male, the original enjoyer. Rasaraj, Krishna, is the supreme enjoyer. Devotion is never from that position. Devotion is from the position of the enjoyed. So he is wondering, the observing the Krishna Prem, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Krishna wants to embrace her position, to be enveloped in her heart and halo. So again, in Guru Maharaj's introduction to Prapana Jivanamritam, they say, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Navadipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai. It's very beautiful. Saying, the Guru Rupa, Guru Rupari, means the Guru Rupa of Krishna, when Krishna takes the Guru form, Gauranga. And who is Gauranga? Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. See the beauty of Guru Maharaj's poetry. Ruchi Rucha, Ruchi Ruchavratam means her beauty, but also taste, her heart enveloped. Radha Ruchi Ruchavratam is the same as Radha Bhava Suvalita. You want to understand the qualifications of Srila Guru Maharaj, writing like Swarup Damodar. Right? Same thing, same quality. So, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, why, and we're told, and the epitome of separation, why in Kurukshetra? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we're told, after his parikrama of India and all the holy places there, he told Saraswati Thakur, which he repeated to his disciples, he said, we all know that Vrindavan is for the shallow, hollow people. Gopal, what's the word for hollow? Bhuvar, something like that? Hollow. When something is empty inside. No, it begins with bhur, something like that. Bhurlok, it's something like that. Hollow. It's another word, shallow and hollow. I forgot what the exact word. Anyway, he said, Vrindavan is for the shallow, hollow thinkers. And this is astonishing. When Srila Guru Maharaj heard that, and the devotees of Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj's own response, he said, it was as if I fell out of the top of a tree. What does he mean? He's saying, all along we're hearing Vrindavan is the highest place, the land of Krishna, the abode of Krishna. And now he's saying, that's for the shallow thinkers. The deep, real devotees, they will want to do bhajan in Kurukshetra. And they're thinking, why is Prabhupada saying this? And we think, oh, Kurukshetra, oh, because Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita there? That's a fact, a wonderful fact, but no. Why? Because that is where viraha, Krishna viraha, separation reaches its zenith point. The Braja Gopis cannot tolerate the blinking of an eye. Right? We're told that rasa lila, that inconceivably beautiful dance of divine love, it lasts for Brahma Ratri, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam, or Ahur Yad Brahmano Vidu. 1,000 Yuga cycles make a Brahma Ratri. So that means 4,300,000,000 years. So that one night, by Krishna, he employs the expansion and contraction of time and space in his pastimes in Krishna Leela. So 4,300,000,000 nights become one. And the Rasa Leela goes on like that. And what do we hear from the Braja Gopis? It was like the blink of an eye. They're not satisfied. Gurudev liked to quote the song of, I think, who is it? Kalidas or Chanidas about Shama Nam, it's in the Religion of the Heart of Siddhanti Maharaj's publication. They're saying no amount of association with Krishna will satisfy them. They're always hankering for more. So 4,300,000,000 years one night, they're saying, it was like the blink of an eye. It went by so fast. What happened? So in Ramananda Sambhad, Radharani saying, next, I have a new strategy. I will worship time. I will propitiate time. Time, please have your take your seat there. Here's a garland. Here's the Panch Pradeep. I'm worshiping you. Stay. And when time has been supplicated, then I will approach Krishna, having arrested time. This sort of beautiful divine madness. So that's like the blink of an eye. But separation goes in the other direction. So here we're told, when they're drinking the beauty of Krishna, when the eye blinks, that to them is like a yuga. That's forever, right? Atati yad bhavan anikananam trutir yugayate tomapashyatam kuntilakundalam srimukam jate yada jara dikshatam paksmakridisham. Paksmakrid means the eyelid. They're cursing Brahma, the creator, for making eyes that blink, because that they're separated from Krishna. And this is not just poetry, hyperbole. This is it's from their hearts. They feel this. Then it tells us the magnitude and intensity of their love. So for those who cannot tolerate the blink of an eye, they were, when Krishna was in Dwarka, Mathura Dwarka, they're separated for 100 years. And after 100 years, they, on the plea of a religious performance during a solar eclipse, Krishna and the queens from Dwarka meet Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, Radharani, and the Braja Gopis of Vrindavan and Kurukshetra. And just as a side point, we're told in the Garga Sangita that the queens of Dwarka, who themselves are inconceivably beautiful, particularly the 8 principal queens, Rukmini, Lakshmana, Satyabhama, and others. Right? They're thinking, they hear from Rohini sometimes about Vrindavan, Krishna's teenage sweetheart, Radharani, and they're thinking, how beautiful could they be? She be. They know the queens of Dwarka, how beautiful they are. They know how beautiful they themselves are. But they're thinking, how beautiful could she be? And in Garga Sangita it says, so when they're going to meet Radharani, she is brought on a palki, a palanquin, by the Braja Gopis. They're carrying her in. And they say, when the queens of Dwarka see Radharani and how beautiful she is, they faint. That's how we don't talk directly about how beautiful she is. That gives us some indication of her beauty. The queens of Dwarka faint to see the beauty of Radharani. So that Radharani, with her Braja Gopis, comes to Kurukshetra, and there they see Krishna. But Dwarka Krishna, dressed like a king, no flute, no gopavesh, not dressed as a cowherd boy, and they can't conceal their heart's disappointment. And they're saying, what kind of Krishna is this without a flute? Right? So, ahuschate nalina nava padaravinde, Yogeshwara hridi vachantam agada bodhe samsara kupa patito taranavalambam geham jusamapi manasudiyat sadana. Radharani represents the case of the Braja Gopis and very heartfelt pleading with Krishna to return to Vrindavan. And Krishna responds. But so then we understand this Ratiyatra, it is a celebration. Dwarka Krishna is Jagannath. Mahaprabhu is taking the position of Radharani. All of his associates for the most part, are Braja Gopis. They're taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. That's why they go to Gundicha. That's the and Jagannath, who is, why does he look like that? With his huge eyes, his arms and limbs withdrawn in his body. The ecstasy, it's an ecstatic transformation of feelings of separation. He's feeling so much separation from Vrindavan, he can't tolerate it anymore. So we're told once a year, he's feeling it all the time, but once a year it becomes so overwhelming, he's transformed into Jagannath and stunned and unable to move. The devotees we've seen and the Pandu Vijay, they take him out, put him on the chariot, and then the Braja Gopis, Mahaprabhu and others in the mood of the Braja Gopis, they're taking Krishna to Vrindavan. So, since separation reaches its zenith point there, Srila Guru Maharaj said, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. At that time, Radharani is in the need of the most assistance or service from her group. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if you can serve in that plane at that time, then there's no chance of ever returning to the lower plane. And Guru Maharaj, to explain a little further, saying, in consideration of Krishna Prem, Mahabhav is generally considered beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience. But because they can go as high as Bhav, right? So we're talking about Gopi Bhav. But Maha Bhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani, what she's experiencing, we're told, out of gratitude to her servitors for assisting her in the time of her greatest necessity, she's giving them a taste of Maha Bhav. Right? And Guru Maharaj said, once you have tasted this substance, not only all other tastes, but all other rasas become tasteless. That is Guru Maharaj's conclusion. And that is reached at separation zenith point and Kurukshetra. And therefore Mahaprabhu and his devotees, every year they're assembling to serve there, to observe that. But in the last 12 years of his life, where is another separation zenith point? Is when Krishna sends Uddhava from Mathura at the time to Radharani and the Braja Gopis with a message to assuage the anguish of their separation. Right? So Uddhava comes with a message. And we're told first, when he goes to see Nanda and Yashoda first and his chariot outside, because it's first, they should be approached. They're Guru Varga. And then he'll go talk to Radharani and Braja Gopis. When the Braja Gopis see that chariot, they become very angry. See empty chariot. That's why Guru Maharaj said, you cannot have empty chariot built in Navadvip. When they see that, they're thinking, oh, has Akrura returned? That cruelest person ever, he took Krishna away from Vrindavan, and now his master Kamsa has sent him back to Vrindavan to collect the carcasses of the Braja Gopis because their life has been taken from them. So he wants to now put our carcasses on his chariot and take them back to Mathura for Kamsa so he can build a funeral pyre. They're very angry. That's why Guru Maharaj said, don't build the chariot in Navadvip, Gupta Vrindavan. So, but then after visiting Nanda and Yashoda, Uddhava goes to Radharani and Braja Gopis and delivers this message from Krishna, telling him, you should all learn yoga, practice yoga. God is everywhere in everything. Learn to meditate. And Radharani and the Braja Gopis, they're angry. Krishna, how can you say these things to us? We are your beloved devotees. We should learn yoga and become gyanis, do gyan and yoga. We're gopis. We're, cowherd girls. As Guru Maharaj once said, silly, uncivilized jungle girls. That's how they're posing. So these are ludicrous proposals from you. But this letter, it's meant to show many things, but Krishna wants Uddhava to observe what comes from Radharani and Brajagopis. And at that time, in her divine madness, Radharani spins off to the side, and then we're told a Brahmar, a big bumblebee. We know the bumblebee is black and yellow, and they kind of fly like that. The bumblebee is coming, and she takes that bumblebee to either be Krishna himself or a messenger from Krishna, and she's very angry. And the bumblebee is going to touch her lotus feet, and she's saying, "Get away from me!" And sees the bees, we know they go to the flower and they get pollen on them, but she's saying, "The kum-kum on your mustache," and she's very upset at these things, and saying very chastising. And Rupa Goswami says, this is ten different types of prajalpa, or mad talks, and each one so beautiful, expressing different depths of the heart and separation, and it would be offensive for us to try and describe that. But one thing we can say, one verse is accessible. She says, Yadanu charita lila karna piyusha viprut sakrida dana viduta danda dharma vinashta. What is the next line? Vinashta bahava ihanga bhikkhu charjam charanti. I forget the name. Anyway, she's saying, when a drop, yad anucharita, this is the line really I want to say, yad anucharita lila karna piyusha. Piyush means nectar. When a drop of the nectar of hearing about Krishna touches your heart, enters through your ear, but then that drop touches your heart, you're finished. Everything she's saying is as if in a mood of resentment and lamentation, but in divine love, it's all inverted. She's saying, then your life is ruined forever. A drop of the nectar of Krishna's hearing about him has touched your heart. But what she's saying is, your material existence is finished. Right? So, but the power that a drop of hearing about Krishna, because the heart, we're told, vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarvasangshaya. Its lust has a stranglehold on the heart at present. But hearing about these divine, sweet, loving pastimes of Krishna, that a drop of that destroys those knots that are binding the heart. It can free the heart from hridrogam, from heart disease. Right? So there at that time, that place where Radharani exhibits these 10 different types of divine madness and beautiful speech, and it's recorded there in poetry by Vyasadeva, that place has come to be known as Udavkyari. And interpretation of those 10 slokas was considered Guru Maharaj's specialty. So that's why he wanted to stay there. And also, in light, what is Uddhava's response to having eyewitnessed the devotion of Radharani and Brajagopis? Asamaho charanenu jusham hangsham brindavane kumapi gumalatosadinam yaddushtajam swajanamarjapatam chahitva bejur mukunda parivim shruti bir vimrigyam. He's saying, I to be one of them, that would be too much overreach. What is my aspiration? They are so great. Radharani and the Braja Gopis, they're so great that if I could have an atomic presence in the soil of Vrindavan, and when their lotus feet are moving there, some of the Padaraja, the dust from their lotus feet, will abhishek, I will bathe in that, and my existence will be consecrated. When we went to that Ucha Gaon, Lalita Bar, and you know, the children, they like want to follow us around. You know what I mean? They attach themselves to our, and there's these little girls there, and they're very charming, and they've never been out of there, right? They've probably never been to Mathura. You know, they live but next to the house of Lalita Sakhi. But this one little girl is following us everywhere. And at one point I said, what is your name? And she said, Brajalata. And then I thought of this verse. Asamaho charanarenu jushamahangsham brindavane kimapi guma lata latosadinam lata oshud. Lata means a creeper, some oshud, like herb, anything in that soil to come get the dust from their holy lotus feet. So this girl, she was, in fact, a Brajalata, right? She sprung out of the soil of Vrindavan. So that place, Guru Maharaj, he's thinking, well, that would be his target. But this is all being very carefully considered in his heart. He's thinking, but Vrindavan is said to be the highest section for liberated souls. The non-liberated should not try and position themselves there. So then he moved his consideration to the Gambhir. That he's saying, yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim prutta punyarasi tata tatot sarpati hridyakasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. Concentrate on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and automatically, subconsciously, deep within the core of your heart, the radha rasa shudhunidhi begins to flow. So he's saying, this is the way, and the Gambhir is where Mahaprabhu is, the last 12, see the connection. Uddhav Kyari, what is there? This Uddhava Darshan, when Uddhava comes, that type of separation. What is Mahaprabhu relishing in the Gambhir, last 12 years of his life? What does it say in Charitamritam? It says, as what was expressed by Radharani at the time of Uddhava Darshan. That's all it says. That means Brahmar Gita. That he's mining that, the depths of Mahabhav, of separation, this divine madness, 24 hours a day behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. So see the connection. Gurmukh is saying, oh, Vrindavan, but now here's the same thing again, but as cultivated by Mahaprabhu in the association of Srup and Ramananda. He's thinking, perhaps there. But then he thinks, but we're told the non-liberated, this is Guru Maharaj's humility, the non-liberated, they will find their fortune in Navadvip. So I shall go to Navadvip. And remember, at this time, he's carrying with, what did he bring from Vrindavan? 2 Govardhan Shila. So he's worshipping the Govardhan Shila. And he goes to Ekachakra, Birachandrapur. And he said from the train station he hired one, like, what do you call it? Tonga, or what is, you know, like, for, you know, like a cart, bullock cart. And he put all of his possessions on there, but he walked on the side. So the bullock cart's carrying everything, but Gurmar's walking. And they're going to the place of Nityananda Prabhu. So just see, he's thinking, now Navadvip should be my target. But does he go immediately in Navadvip? No. Why? Because Nityananda Prabhu is Dameshwar. He's the governor, the visa granting officer. Guru Maharaj goes and supplicates himself before Nityananda Prabhu, Shastanga Dandavat, and he's thinking, you are Patita Pavana. Please, I am Patita, I am fallen. Give me shelter in Navadvip. That's his prayer, and very heartfelt. And the inspiration came in his heart from Nityananda Prabhu. But you do not give Patita shelter. Why? Because Guru Maharaj, although many people were approaching him for initiation, he was refusing, sending them to Goswami Maharaj, who was Saraswati Thakur's Ritvik in his lifetime. So the inspiration was coming from Nityananda. You can take shelter in Navadvip, but you should start accepting disciples, giving Patita shelter. Then you can take shelter there. So Guru Maharaj, he got the message and some other considerations we don't need to mention right now. But so, well, perhaps we do. Because he said that, considering Jiva Goswami, he said, if you are very wealthy and nearby is someone who's very unfortunate, they're starving. If you don't give them a little something, there's some fault on your part. And then also, and in terms of learning, he said, there was a great pundit who was so learned and knew all the scriptures, shasta, everything, but he didn't teach anyone or distribute that to anyone. And he said, so in his next lifetime, he took birth as a mango tree. And he would be full with these big, juicy, ripe mangoes. And they would just fall to the ground. He said, not even a bird would come to that tree and take the mango juice. You understand? So like, all this is produced. For what purpose? It must be distributed, that nectarine substance. See Guru Maharaj's thinking. So now he understands what he must do. Does he go anywhere in Navadvip? No. Where does he go? The Aparad Bunjanirpat, right? Where we're told here, the place, and this was Kolair Danga and Kolair Ganj. Gopal knows, he's born there. Hare Krishna. That it's where all the aparadis, the offenders, are forgiven their offenses. That's where, and that place, that section, because it's Kulia, it's original Navadvip, that section, Guru Maharaj said, used to be very high, but over the years with Ganga and everything, it came down, but it used to be very high, so it's understood to be Gupta Govardhan. Navadvip is Gupta Vrindavan, this section Gupta Govardhan, and Kolair Ganj, Kolair Danga, Koladvip, yes. And that's related to Varaha Dev, right, which we can say. So Guru Maharaj, he begins Chaitanya Saraswat Mat with two Govardhan Shila, right? And he's, during the day, he's working on Prapanna Jivanamritam, collecting all the slokas, writing originals. And he said when the night would come, he's taking a lakh of Krishna Nam in the darkness. And whatever food he's taking, he's offering to the Govardhan Shila and accepting that prasad. And when one boy, his name was Vaishnavacharan, this little boy, he heard how the mat, which had developed into this very substantial mat, that it began with two Govardhan Shilas. He said, how wonderful! Guru Maharaj liked that. He just spontaneously, how wonderful! He understood it came from those deities. So, and so Guru Maharaj, following that, then in time, establishing Mahaprabhu, and then Srila Gurudev comes and he sees he's got the divine servitor and the Mat Seva can now expand. The community is growing. Then they bring Radha Govinda or Gandharva Govinda Sundar. And the deities are Guru, Gauranga, Gandharva Govinda Sundar. Right? And this is the type of worship established by Srila Saraswati Thakur. And with regard to the shalagram, there was one shalagram Shila. It was in other mat. And the first mat it was in, the devotees began quarreling amongst themselves. And everything, that deity, and everything was, there was trouble in their mat. So they sent the deity, they thought, we're not qualified. They sent the deity another mat. Quarreling broke out in that mat and very much disturbance. And then they came with, and said to Srila Guru Maharaj, you are a Bhattacharya Brahmin. Right? Ramendra Sundar Bhattacharya. You're a Brahmin, you're qualified. Please, Maharaj, you take this deity, we're unqualified and committing offenses and our mlat is in difficulty. You please accept. Only in this way, so that Shalagram Shila came to the mat and identified as Varaha Dev, who is also deity of Koladweep. So Lakshmi Varaha. Right? And every day is Paramanna. Some very nice sweet rice is offered to the deity and the qualified Brahmins are worshipping. But when different types of worship would come up, Guru Maharaj would point out that it is Vaikuntha worship, and the emphasis of our Guru Varga is on Raga Bhakti, Raga Marg. And again, what did Mahaprabhu give to Raghunath Das Goswami? Govardhan Shila. And that Govardhan Shila Mahaprabhu used to keep on his chest. They have at Gokulananda Temple. If you go there, sometimes they bring out. And you can see there's a little, what is this? Nityananda. Convex, concave, which one goes like this?
Would not say.
No, there's two words, convex and concave.
Concave.
Anyway,
concave.
Let's say concave. You get the idea. And why we're told, because Mahaprabhu would keep the Govardhan Shila on his heart and with his thumb hold like this. And he's taking that to be fully Krishna. And that deity he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami. So there's some, we can see if you put all these things together, that is, it is thematic and systematic. There's a reason why we worship in this way. Anything else?
Dhanavads from our devotees all around the world. Rashashwari Didi from Ivoti, Brazil. And Teresa Dorit Demola.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, our dhanavads to all of them. Das Goswami, Prayojan Tattva Charja. Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. Govardhan. Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, in his final days, telling his devotees, take me to Govardhan. He wanted to go by bullock cart. And the devotees thought this would finish him. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, they were begging him not to force them to do this. But they had prepared a bullock cart and put a bed, and Swami Maharaj was going to go to Govardhan and leave there. Why? Because that is the target. Saraswati Thakur told that Balaram, what is his son? Giridhari Panda? Yeah, his father's name was Balaram. And he was told by Saraswati Thakur, acquire some land there, and I'm going to come and do bhajan there. And the day that Saraswati Thakur left the world, he appeared to him in a vision and said, Balaram, I've come. And he sent message to him. Did something happen with Prabhupada? Yes, he's left the world. He saw him appear there and say, I've come. He said, I will do my bhajan in Govardhan. So Govardhan is the target. We want to stay focused in that way. Hantai amadra abala haridasa barja yad rama krishna charana sparsha pramoda manam tanoti sahago ganayas tayoryat pani asuya vasakandara kanda mulai. That's spoken by the Braja Gopis. They say, Gopi Bhav, their line, Gopi vision. How do they see things? They're the ones who say, Hantaya Madra Labala Haridas Varja. They're saying, you, Govardhan, you're Haridas Varja. You're the best servant of Krishna. Govardhan, Guru Maharaj said, Govardhan Shila is like Mahaprabhu. Anta Krishna Bahir Gauram, as Jiva Goswami. Internally Krishna, externally Gaura. Said so, Govardhan, although he's internally Krishna, externally he's in the mood of a devotee. Doing what? Hanta Adrila Habidasa Varda. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda means when Balaram and Krishna are walking on Govardhan and Govardhan shivering in ecstasy at the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. And doing what? Paniya Suyavasa Kandara Kandamulai, like Ha Paniya, right? Means sweet water. Here, Paniya Suyavasa, same thing. They're saying, your sweet water, we bring our cow, the Krishna brings his cows there, they're drinking your water, eating the sweet grass. This is from the Braja Gopis. They're saying, you're the best servant of Krishna because you serve in this way. And they also say, the Kandar means caves. They don't say much about it, but they mention it. And those caves are for the divine pastimes of Radharani and the Braja Gopis. This is how they see things. We want to move under their divine vision as it's descended through our Guru Varga. So in that sense, these things are not optional or peripheral, but consistent throughout. One focus. Radha Dasyam. That is the goal of everyone in the line of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Hare Krishna.